I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Win or lose, even if he were to go back and get destroyed in the eyes of the public, in the court of public opinion, you got to fight your own battles.
Stay all day, don't talk.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. The right place and the right time, that's you, because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all that, there is more. Huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic is you got to put your own work in. Wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, whatever work is required, you got to be willing and able to put that work in. Doesn't mean you do all the work, but you got to be willing to put the work in when the work being put in is what's being called for. Recently in hip hop music, this is about a month or more ago, there was a conflict between two prominent rappers. One named Drake. Everybody knows Drake. Another name, Pusha T. Some of you may not even know who Pusha T is, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to know who he is. If you want to know, you can look him up on your favorite streaming service. But they had a little back and forth over records, rapping and dissing each other in rap, as we say. Drake calls himself, I've heard him say this on multiple songs, calls himself one of the top five rappers out there. He even said he's in the top two and he's not number two. But at the same time, Drake has admitted to and been exposed for not always writing all of his own raps. Somebody wrote some raps for him. Now, to me, just on that point alone, of him being one of the best rappers out there, he no longer qualifies just for the fact that he's having someone else write whole raps for him. You can't call yourself one of the best at doing it if you're not actually doing it. And what we're going to discuss here in today's episode is, and the reason I brought up Pusha T for a reason as well, we're going to discuss that, and we're going to discuss more here on today's topic. Now, those of you who don't know what I'm talking about here, let me just give a quick background. Pusha T is a rapper. He put an album out at the end of May 2018, and he had some subliminal lines that were obviously, everybody knew, were targeted at Drake. Drake knew they were targeted at Drake, and he knew that everybody knew they were targeted at him. So Drake came out a couple days later with his own song dissing Pusha T, saying some negative things about Pusha T. Pusha T came back a few days later, said some more negative things about Drake, and that's pretty much where it ended, at least as of the date that I'm recording this episode. And what they have both said is that it's pretty much over, but who knows, maybe it'll flame up again between now and the time that you actually hear this. But that's what I know as of the recording of this episode. If something changes, who knows, maybe I need to re-record it. But let's get right into it. Today's topic is you got to put your own work in, and you'll understand exactly why I'm using that story to frame today's episode. Number one rule of anything that you do, this is point number one. Number one rule of anything that you do, anything you involve yourself as far as a profession, a sport, a hobby, a vocation, number one rule is you got to respect the game. Sometimes in life, you will get lucky and get a break that you did not earn, or a break which you did not ask for. Now, that break may very well put you in a position which you didn't work to get to, put you in a position that a whole lot of other people have been working a long time to get into, but have yet been able to get to. But now you're there. You're there and you're sitting pretty, and you didn't have to do 10% of the work that those people are doing who still haven't gotten there yet. Maybe you'll know the right person at the right time. Maybe you'll be born into the right family. Maybe you'll be in the right location where a whole lot of work that you would have otherwise had to do is completely avoided. You don't have to do it. It's rendered moot. And you get into a position that other people will have to effort and try and work and hustle for a long time to get to and still may never get there. But now you're in that position. If and when that ever happens to you, it sounds like a great break, right? That's luck. That's a lucky break that happened to you. And you can consider that luck a product of your work, or you can consider it just dumb luck. Sometimes it could be one or the other at different times in our lives. And we've all been victims, quote unquote, of both at different times in our lives, have we not? Now, this doesn't mean when you get lucky, you get into a position just straight up dumb luck, okay? This wasn't anything you manufactured. Just dumb luck happens to you. It doesn't mean that you got to quit the game. It doesn't mean that you don't continue to do what you're supposed to be doing. It doesn't mean you don't do your job, and it doesn't mean you hang your head simply because you didn't work as hard as everybody else to get to the exact same position. But it does mean you need to respect the fact that you know how you got where you were. If you know how you got there, you know that you didn't have to do what so many others had to do to get to their spot. Now here's what you need to do. You need to make sure you earn that position or that title or that role from within where you already are. Earn your stripes, earn your respect, because you know that everybody else may know, or maybe it's just enough that you know that you didn't do everything everybody else had to do to get there. You didn't have to earn your stripes the same way everyone else did. Earn the position that you were given, earn that title, earn that role from the role that you're in. Since you're already there, earn it now. I remember when I got my first job out of college, it was at Foot Locker. And I was hired as an assistant manager, at least salary-wise, paperwork-wise, I was hired as an assistant manager. An assistant manager gets paid a little bit differently from the hourly employees, the part-time employees, the part-timers, as my boss, the head manager, this guy named Keith, he's just referred to them as part-timers. The assistant manager gets paid a little bit less than the head manager, but also the commission rate is higher for the assistant manager. But since I had never worked at Foot Locker before, I didn't know anything about the business. I didn't know how the POS system worked. I didn't know how to find the shoes in the back of the store. I didn't know anything about how things worked. So the first 3 or 4 months that I was working there at Foot Locker, I would be there, the assistant manager would be there with me, and or the head manager, Keith, would be there with me also. I would never be there by myself running the store simply because I didn't know how to run the store yet. I had to learn the business. But at the same time, I was getting paid the assistant manager rate while I was learning the work. Now, since I had come in as an assistant manager and I didn't know the business, there were people who worked there, part-timers, who were making less money than me, but knew the business a whole lot better than me. So I needed to get up to speed quickly, and fortunately I did. They made a good hire. I was smart enough to learn the job quickly, and because of the volume of time, I was working more than the part-timers. I was working there full-time. I learned the business rather quickly and eventually ascended to become an assistant manager in my own right, to where I would be the one holding the keys and running the store, quote unquote, by myself without any other manager working there. I had to earn my position from the position. I didn't work my way up from some hourly employee who just got a job at 16 and eventually became a manager, which one of my managers there is a guy named Rob. He was actually that. He had started working at Foot Locker when he was a teenager and just kept working there over the years and worked his way up to being an assistant manager. I came right in the door as an assistant manager. I came right in my first day there, was already getting paid the same thing Rob was getting paid without putting all those years in. So I had to earn my spot. I had to earn my respect. I had to earn the right to be in there calling the shots and telling people what to do and making what I was making by learning the job from the position that I was in. Look, I got hired at that position because I had a college degree. And I guess they looked at that and said, okay, well, that qualifies this person to be in the management track. I guess that's what they called it. But I still had to learn the position. So you can call that luck that I got the job. It was preparation meeting opportunity. Opportunity was there's a job available. Preparation was I applied for the job. I went for the interview and I aced the interview and I got hired for the job. But I had to earn my position from the position that I was in. So I didn't walk around there portraying that I had earned what I knew I had not earned yet. That would be disrespecting the game. I had to learn the game. If I had been disrespecting the game, I probably would have got fired because I wouldn't have been able to do the job. They would have said, okay, what are we paying this guy for? He can't even figure out how to do the job. He's been there long enough. Let's get rid of him and bring somebody else in. Let's bring in somebody else with a college degree, see what they can do, if they can learn the game. I had to learn the game from within the game. It's the same thing that happened actually over 2 years later. I was working at a supermarket. This job only lasted about a week. I got hired again as a manager. This was the overnight shift at a supermarket. If you don't know what happens at the overnight shift at a supermarket, keep it that way. is what happens is there's a crew of workers who come in. The good thing is you don't have to wear uniforms. That's the only good thing. That's the first and last good thing about the job. And working overnight, what you're doing is restocking the shelves of the supermarket. Now, if you've been to a supermarket lately, think about the size of that place. Then think about how many people come in over the course of a day and buy things. Now think about how many of those things, how many boxes of those things need to be replaced on the shelf overnight. And this is an 8-hour shift. We spend 8 hours putting stuff back on the shelves. Even though you don't have to wear uniforms, that was a good thing for me. There's no one to talk to. There's no interaction because all you're doing is putting stuff on the shelves. And everybody has a different section of stuff they got to put on the shelves. All you're doing is opening these dusty ass boxes for 8 hours straight and just putting stuff on the shelves. That's all you do the entire time. That wasn't a fun job. But I remember when I got the job, the head guy, the guy who was in charge, again, it was the same situation. I'd been hired in as a manager. So there were people working there who had been working there for years who knew the job 10 times better than me, 1,000 times better than me, because I knew absolutely zero. Or you could say I knew one, because 1,000 times zero was zero. They knew the job way better than I did. And the manager told me, listen, you're going to have to learn the job. So we're going to have you do the same work that the hourly part-time guys do, just so you can learn the job. And then eventually, Dre, you will ascend to the position of telling people what to do instead of you doing the same thing that they're doing. Because first you got to learn what it is before you can tell other people how to do it. The good news is with that job is that I was only working there for less than a week before I got a call to go play for another team. And I couldn't have quit that job any faster. I got one paycheck from that job. It was for like, I don't even remember how much money. It wasn't a lot of money. It was maybe $60, $70. That's how few days that I worked. Maybe it was more than that. Maybe it was $160. It doesn't even matter. That money's gone. But the point is, I only worked there for a few days. I had been hired in a higher position than people who have been working there for 10 years. But they told me from the very beginning, listen, you got to earn your right. You got to earn your respect. You got to learn the game here. Point number two, today's topic is you got to put your own work in. If and when in life you get placed into a position that people know you didn't earn, you're not going to be respected until you earn that position. If you're going to call yourself one of the top 5 rappers, you better be writing your stuff. If you're going to call yourself the top 2 and not be number 2, you better be the one creating your own raps. If you're going to call yourself the best basketball player in here, listen, you better be in the gym proving it every single time. If you get put into a position, let's say you get put into because you were hired, you get put into a position because your mom or your dad had already earned a position and they just placed you above everybody else from the beginning. Any of you ever watched the TV show Game of Thrones? If you never watched Game of Thrones, it's okay. There was a situation where this young king, and basically the way in the days of kings and queens, I don't know how it works these days, back in those days, this is a fictional show, but in the days of kings and queens, when the king produced a son, that child would become the next king, no matter how old he was. The father died. So there was a point where the king passed away and his son was a young boy. I don't know how old he was ported to be on the show. Let's just say he was maybe 13 or 14 years old. So he became king, quote unquote. He had power. He didn't really have any heart. He didn't have any know-how. He was kind of like a little asshole king, this king. They called his name was Jeffrey. And Jeffrey, there was a point where his country or his kingdom, whatever you want to call it, they went to war. There was a war. In war, lives can be lost. And this show was really, it was an HBO show, the graphical, I don't even know what you call this stuff, the CGI or whatever, the acting, whatever you want to call it. It was very well done. So you can see how graphic it is when lives could possibly be lost in this show, Game of Thrones, and they're actually at war. They're showing the war scenes and the battle scenes and people fighting and getting their throat slashed and getting swords, caving their chest in with swords and all this, impaling people with their spears and all these things. And Jeffrey sees this. Now, Jeffrey had been kind of cocky, really arrogant as a king, really been a jerk to a whole lot of people over his time as being a king. Now it's time for his country to go to war. Now all the soldiers are looking to him as the king, even though he was arrogant and a jerk and everyone knew he hadn't earned it. His stripes. He hadn't earned his position to be a king. He had just been placed there. Everyone respected it so much, though. They respected the hierarchy so much that they still looked up to him as a king, even though he was a complete asshole. So when it was time for the war, all the soldiers are gathering around and they're looking at Jeffrey. They're like, hey, it's almost time for us to go to battle. This other side who wanted to come kill them and make them into their slaves and rape their women, they were banging on the gates of the city and they're about to go to war. And Jeffrey sees this. He realizes the gravity of the situation. Like, okay, this is really literally life and death right now. And Jeffrey damn near peed in his pants. He showed his cowardice at that point. He was talking to his brother And his brother is telling him, listen, you're the king. Everybody's looking to you to inspire and motivate. Go lead them. Go be a king. And Jeffrey went and ran away. Jeffrey went and ran away because he hadn't earned his stripes. He had been placed into a position where everybody was looking to him as a leader and looking to him for direction and looking to him for the motivation and looking to him to set the example for how they're going to conduct themselves in this battle. But Jeffrey didn't have the heart. He had not earned his stripes. And from that point forward, none of the soldiers who, at least the soldiers who were in the room at that moment, they couldn't respect Jeffrey because they saw, at least the ones who lived past the battle, they saw what happened. They saw that the emperor had no clothes, as they say. The guy had not earned his stripes. He had not earned his respect. So if and when you find yourself in a position that you know, it doesn't matter what anybody else knows, but you know you did not put in all the work necessary to get there. And I've said this multiple times already here. You got to make sure you earn those stripes, because if you don't, people are not going to respect you. You will not have any leadership. You may have the boss title, but you will not have the leadership role. A title is something that can be given to you. A role is something that you earn. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence, not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results? Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at dreallday.com/bulletproof. That's dreallday.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Today's topic is you got to put your own work in. Now, win or lose, anything you get into in life, any competitive arena that you get into, whether that's playing sports, whether it's the business world, whether you're a rapper, win or lose, you're expected to fight your own battles and handle your own business. What ended up happening in this Drake Pusha T situation is there another gentleman who came into an elder statesman, came into the situation and apparently, according to him, had a conversation with Drake and asked slash told Drake. He said he asked him. But it sounded like it was kind of one of those, you know, when the person asks you a question, but you know, they're not really asking. So this person asked slash told Drake, hey, leave it alone. Don't go back and forth with this guy because I think it may get out of hand between you and this individual. So therefore, according to this elder statesman, Drake decided to let the whole feud go and not go back and forth with Pusha T anymore. And that's cool. If people feel that cooler heads will need to prevail and we don't need to take this any further and people should just get back to making music and do what they do, that's cool if that's how the combatants feel, but I feel a certain type of way when I see a person who's claiming to be the best at what they do, claiming to be at the top of what they do, and talking a lot of shit about being the best at what they do, having another person tell them what to do and what not to do. I couldn't quite understand that. Like, you are a grown man saying you're the best at what you do, but now you have another grown man tell you what to do and what not to do. When somebody just slapped you in the face, now they're telling you don't hit them back, you're not going to do it. But you said you were the best at slapping people in the face. That's the part that I didn't quite get. That's the part that I didn't quite understand. See, win or lose, even if he were to go back and get destroyed in the eyes of the public, in the court of public opinion, you got to fight your own battles. And you got to handle your own business. Now, see, once you decide to get involved, it's your business. See, when Pusha T made a song and he referenced some things that everyone knew he was talking about Drake, that was Pusha T's business because Pusha said it. Drake hadn't said anything. But when Drake decided to get in the ring, he decided to get in the ring and start throwing punches. He went and made a song of his own and started throwing punches at this guy. Okay, now it's your business. Now y'all both are in this business. You are both decided to engage. Now, at that point, you got to fight your own battles. At that point, you can't say, well, somebody told me I shouldn't do it anymore. Somebody asked me to not be involved anymore. Somebody told me, you know, I shouldn't go any further because this is going to happen. That's going to happen. Listen, you got to fight your own battles. You decided to engage. Now engage. You decided to throw a punch at somebody. Now, if they hit you in the mouth, you can't say, well, you know, somebody told me I shouldn't hit you back. That don't make no sense. You jumped in the ring. Now, if they swung at you and you had never jumped in the ring in the first place, then I would understand. But you decided to jump in the ring. You got to fight your own battles now. You can't say somebody told me, somebody asked me, somebody's going to step up and do it for me. No, you got to fight your own battles once you decide to step in it. And it doesn't mean you can't pass the ball to a teammate to take a shot. It doesn't mean you can't hire an employee to do some work for you. Listen, but the people on your team and the people who know your work have to respect that you can get it done. Then they'll want to ride with you. Then they'll say, you know what? I get it. I understand you're going to have somebody else handle that. I understand that you're doing this. I understand you made this decision, but you can't hide behind anybody. Especially once you decide to get in the game. You decide to start a business, you can't hide behind your employees. You decide you're going to play ball, you can't hide behind your teammates. You decide you want to get in a fight, you can't hide behind the bigger guy in your family who's going to fight for you every time you get in a conflict. You got to put your own work in this life. That goes in the business world, it goes in the sports world, it goes in the fill in the blank world. Whatever world you happen to be in, if you're going to get into that work, you got to put that work in. And if you're not standing on what you say you are, you're not standing on who you say you are, and you're not representing what you claim to be the best at doing, then you lose stripes for that. Now, I don't know how much losing stripes means in 2018. Some of y'all don't even know what it means to lose a stripe. Losing stripe just means you lose a certain level of respect. Not because somebody's putting you up to something and saying you should do this, and if you don't, that means something's wrong with you. No, that's not what happened here. This is you deciding, listen, I'm going to get involved in this. I'm going to go back and forth. I'm going to engage with this individual. But then you decide, oh, I don't want to engage anymore. It's like you get in a fight with somebody, but they punch you and you realize they can hit a lot harder than you thought they could. And then you say, okay, now I don't want to fight no more. Now you lose a strike because you could have just passed on the fight in the first place. You could have just said, you know what? I'm not going to get involved with this individual. I'm bigger than him. I sell more records than him. I'm more famous than him. You could have did that. You decided to engage. Now you got to put your work in. Now you decide you don't want to put the work in anymore. Now people are looking at you funny. That's just how the game goes. This is all of life, people. This is not about rap. This is not about Drake or Pusha T. This is about all of life. If you're going to get in the game, play the game. If you don't want to play the game, don't get in the game. Tupac had a line in one of his songs. He said, when Mike Tyson gets in the ring, he knocks motherfuckers out. If you don't want to get knocked out, don't step in the fucking ring. This is me quoting Tupac, but I could be saying it myself. Next time, I'll just say it myself. Thank you, Tupac, for the quote. If you don't want to get hit in the mouth, don't step in the boxing ring. Now, if you get hit in the mouth after you stepped in the boxing ring, don't complain that you got hit in the mouth. That's the game that you stepped into. Let's recap today's topic, which is you got to put your own work in. Point number one. Number one rule of any game you get into is you got to respect the game. Now, sometimes you may get lucky. Get a break that you didn't earn or that you didn't ask for. It doesn't mean that you need to quit. Doesn't mean you need to give up your spot or give up your position. But since you know how you got there, earn your position from within instead of having to earn it from outside like everybody else has to. Earn it from within. Either way, you got to earn it. Point number two, if and when you get placed in that position where you know or other people know that you didn't earn it, you ain't going to be respected until you earn it. You ain't going to be respected until you prove it over and over and over again. And every time you put that reputation, even once you have a reputation, every time you put it on the line, you got to earn it over again. Drake was in a battle with another rapper a couple years ago, and he pretty much won. I think most people agree that he won that battle, and I definitely believe he won that one. But now this one, he didn't win. He decided to put his reputation on the line again, and he didn't win this one. He took a loss on this one. In the world that we're in now, people have very short memories. So I don't know. Maybe he needs to start another one with somebody he feels he can beat. Point number three, win or lose in life. Win or lose, you are expected to fight your own battles and handle your own business. Nobody else can tell you which battles to fight and which business to handle, especially once you've already gotten in the fight. and already thrown your hat into the business. You can't hide behind somebody asked me to stop. Somebody told me not to get into it. You already jumped in it. Now, if they told you beforehand, before you got involved, that's a different situation. But if you decide to jump in, you decide to engage. Now you say, I don't want to engage anymore. That don't make any sense. Now you got people looking at you sideways. Doesn't mean you can't pass the ball sometimes to a teammate. Doesn't mean you can't hire an employee to handle some work for you, some dirty work that you don't want to take care of. But everybody has the respect that you could get it done yourself if you needed to. It's just that you put yourself in a position of authority where somebody else can handle it for you. Now, if you show that you're not willing or able to handle it yourself, now the questions begin. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me. And I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.